This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we're going to be talking about Hollywood's fallen stars. What do those stars on the sidewalks mean? And who is it that received them? Some of them are pretty shocking. I'll give you one name. And it's quite interesting that this individual would be honored by the very world that was responsible for crucifying the Christ that he claimed that he served. We'll be talking about that in just a couple moments. We're also going to be talking about a firsthand experience. Folks, just this last week, I went out to a small town for a funeral. And what I seen blew me away. To say the least, inside of this, what they call themselves a church. It's a cult is what it is. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. And I walked up to an individual and I asked him, so is that individual, where is he at now? Is he in heaven or is he in hell? And this individual who left this, what they would call a church, said this is nothing but a cult and it's idolatry, but he's in heaven. I said, whoa, how does that work? I said, no wonder why everybody else is confused. And then we're also going to be talking about, guess what, friends? Remember that bill, that $1.3 trillion omnibus bill that Donald Trump signed? Remember how they were rejoiced over that bill? And they all, matter of fact, if you look at the picture, it's quite telling. Donald Trump sitting there with all the Republicans rejoicing and celebrating with Donald Trump after House passes tax bill. Well, guess what? Republicans and this bill is laying a tax to the church, which is non-taxable, IRS publication 557. We'll be talking about that in just a couple of moments as well. Before I get to that, during the break, right before we jumped on the radio here, did you hear again? In every tea party I do across the country, I always ask the question, who's the last president to acknowledge that we were a and are a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4? And almost without fail, friends, someone will raise their hand and say, Ronald Reagan. I'll say, you're exactly right. Isn't it interesting? Every president since Ronald Reagan has continuously inundated you, the American people, with the fact that you're a democracy when in fact you're not. Well, how does this work? You know how I always say it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head? Well, friends, let me tell you, it's really true. And with that said, what I want to do is I want to play a piece for you of the media itself. Continuously and reiterating, going over and over, hashing out, regurgitating, friends, the fact that we are a democracy, which in fact we are not a democracy in any sense of the word. But as I say, and as I continuously say, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I'm going to play that audio for you in just a second here. I'm waiting for our producer to actually come back in so he can push the button for you so you can hear this audio. It should be up in about 2 seconds. And once he gets up here, we will go ahead and play that for you. Here it is. This is what mind control sounds like.
Jessica Headley.
And I'm Ryan Wolf.
Our greatest responsibility is to serve our Treasure Valley communities.
Deal Paso, Las Cruces communities.
Eastern Iowa communities.
Mid-Michigan communities.
We are extremely proud of the quality, balanced journalism that CBS 4 News produces.
But we are concerned about our country.
The sharing of biased and false news has become all too common on social media. More alarming, some media outlets publish the same fake stories without checking facts first.
The sharing of biased and false
news has become all too common on social media.
More alarming, some media outlets publish the same fake stories without checking facts first.
Unfortunately, some members of the media use their platforms to push their own personal bias and agenda to control
This is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
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 Folks, this is how you get your propaganda every day of the week. This is a brand new video that's making its rounds right now. And the headline goes, this is what mind control looks like. It actually sounds like. But this is also the definition, friends, of the useful idiots that are warning you about fake news when, in fact, they're reading off their teleprompter, the propaganda that they're paid to drop on you on a daily basis. This happening on a daily basis across the United States through them that you call journalists. Again, these are conservative outlets pushing the same message word for word, verbatim, America, verbatim, and they could care less. They just need to get their bills paid. So therefore, how they justify to say, well, I got to pay the bill somehow. The fact of the matter is, friends, they're reading a teleprompter. And again, this is happening on a daily basis. This is thousands and thousands of useful idiots across the United States of America giving the same message from one of the six corporations in which pays them, which owns them, to operate in such a fashion across the United States of America. Now, we can also go back and understand why Dr. Udo Ufkat again said he was a German editor and a journalist who wrote a book exposing the CIA control over the media on a global scale, and then a year later he mysteriously died. He said the entire mainstream media is totally fake. And now we also know, folks, we just became aware of this just recently, that Disney just bought out Fox News. Immoral, debased reprobates buying out now Fox News. So you can already see what's coming down the road, friends. Things are getting worse. They're not getting better. Going back to Dr. Udo Ufkat exposing the CIA-controlled media, the entire mainstream media is totally fake. He said, we were taught to lie, to betray the people, and not tell the truth to the public. Read Luke 22:48 when you get a moment. The CIA gets control over all the majority of journalists. Folks, do you need a better definition and an exhibition concerning the audio that I just played for you coming from these useful idiots that you have been dummied down to believe that are actually journalists when in fact the opposite is true? Be right back.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
In this crazy world of social media, buzzfeeds, fake news, and political propaganda, we need a watchdog. Someone to stand up and shout if need be on behalf of truth and our historical Christian roots. Bradley Dean is that watchdog, and that's why I support Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Let's take this in order, and I will knock out of the park as much as I can with the time allotted here. Trump vows to totally destroy restrictions on churches and the support of their favorite candidates. Well, you've never lost the right church, just so you know. The 501c3 was implemented by Johnson because he wanted to go after those that were speaking out against him, his political opposition, okay? It states here on the Washington Post, President Trump vowed Thursday to totally destroy a law passed more than 60 years ago that bans tax-exempt churches. All churches are automatically tax-exempt from supporting political candidates, a nod to the religious right that helped sweep him into office. Okay? So he made his appeal to what they called the religious right. Okay? We just found out today, let me go back. They passed the tax bill, an omnibus bill, okay? It says Republicans celebrate with Trump after House passes tax bill. Okay, what people didn't know inside of this tax bill is that there was a new tax that was going to be laid to the churches in the United States of America. Brian Fisher reports on sonsoflibertymedia.com, Republicans tax churches? Yes, you read that right. Friends, it's all under the guise of Republicans, the good guys. They're not the good guys. There's no difference between them and the left. Just for the record, once again, Americans, Brian Fisher reported, it turns out that Republicans can play the game of you have to pass it to find out what's in it too. Buried in the bowels of the 2017 tax bill is a provision that will slap a 21% tax on churches for certain benefits they provide to employees. Okay? They're going to get you one way or another, friends. People were worried about Obamacare. Well, they don't have to worry about Obamacare. They'll just rename it something else, or they'll push it into a bill, folks, and notice what they did. And this is yours truly, all you Trumpites. Donald Trump is the one that was responsible. He was the one that was celebrating with the Republicans while they were trying to cover a bill that slaps a 21% tax on churches for certain benefits they provide to employees. Now, listen carefully. Now, this guy, I know this guy. I like this guy that wrote this article. But this guy should know better, and it comes into play with what I continuously slap down and dismantle on a daily basis when I preach against the compromise. I want you to listen carefully to what this Christian conservative had to say. He said, now the tax bill isn't as bad as the 2,300-page monstrosity of Obamacare, which was so obtuse that NPR was forced to publish a story under the headline, just because a bill is long doesn't mean it's bad. See, at length, you Trumpites, you'll find any reason to attempt to justify yourselves somehow or another for the crimes, and yes, I said the crimes, of this new administration. You can't justify what he just did. But what did he do on the campaign trail? He vowed to totally destroy restrictions on churches, and he garnered their support. Once he got into office, the first thing he did was pass the omnibus bill, friends. And in this omnibus bill, not only did he give $51 million to productive family reproductive organizations on a global scale, Planned Parenthood, abortionists, friends. It's interesting to note he was also in that bill, literally supporting your enemies both from within and without, funding them, paying for their school. The list goes on, and it's offensive, friends, what he passed. Now we're finding out, the church is finding out, and it couldn't happen to a better bunch of people, friends, let me tell you. You deserve what you get coming when you fail to take heed to the warnings. And that means pay careful attention to the warnings. Now they're talking about how Republicans are taxing churches. They didn't say Donald Trump. Donald Trump is the one that signed the bill, friends. And the fact of the matter is now they're going after the churches. See, this is where judgment begins. It begins in the house of God. And the Lord, if you pull the curtain back on what's going on through this administration, you'll see that the good people, as they call themselves in this country, are the ones that are under attack, because they're the ones praising Donald Trump, who has compromised the Constitution and transgressed the Constitution like that of his predecessors every step of the way. And it has to come out in the wash before they finally open up their eyes. And then once their eyes are open just a little bit, they then try to compare him to the last administration. Folks, same agenda, just different players. That's all that's going on. And when is it that the American people are going to wake up and open their eyes and respond to what's going on here? Because, friends, you are giving yourselves over to the circus of politics when you fail to respond accordingly, and that being lawfully, by the way. With that said, take care of that so I'm not accused of Trump bashing. Just telling you folks what others are unwilling to tell you. This being one of many folks, and I'm talking about a plethora of violations of the Constitution of the United States of America. Hey, you know what? You know, it's absolutely interesting, and I'm just going to stay on this vein for just a couple more minutes here. It's absolutely interesting that you have to listen to those that call themselves the left concerning the call out on the crimes of the new administration. Well, what are you talking about? It was just reported yesterday, friends, that in Donald Trump's first year, President Trump has made 4,229 false or misleading claims in just 558 days. This is what you call the left, America, calling out the right for their crimes. What's the difference? This is brand new. Fact checker, okay? And of course, it's the Washington Post. But you know what? I'm giving credit to the truth here, not to the lie. Because if they have to blurt the truth out in their confusion, I'll take it, and so should you. But a brand new article, friends, just posted, okay? Just posted at 3 a.m. President Trump has made 4,229 false or misleading claims in just 558 days. I mean, if you're not going to listen to a preacher, you're not going to listen to a Christian constitutional attorney concerning the crimes of this new administration, well, folks, at least listen to the media that you say that you don't believe in because you do it all the time anyways. They're calling him out and saying, listen, the man doesn't know how to tell the truth. No, the man tells people what they want to hear. And that's really what it comes down to. And the fact of the matter is, again, if we judge him by his fruit, the way that we're commanded by Jesus Christ to do so, we'll pay attention to what he does rather than what he says. I'll tell you, friends, we'll begin to then take some ground, and not until then. Be not deceived with the first appearance of things, for show is not substance, friends. Let me say it again. Be not deceived with the first appearance of things, for show is not substance. And Jesus told you to judge the substance. Again, what they do. Read 2 Corinthians 11:14 when you get a moment. I want to get to Hollywood's fallen stars here, and I hope to do that in just a moment. And I'll do my best to tee it up even now. Going to another topic, just this last weekend, I was called to a funeral. And we went out to the funeral. And I've never been in a Catholic church before. And I'm talking about where I went to a funeral and I heard the prayers of the priest. And now understanding all the more by going in and listening to these man-made prayers literally blew me away. This priest was praying over this individual. He kept praying to Mother Mary. And listen, if that would have been my relative that was getting prayed over, I would have stopped him right off the bat. And the reason I say that is because when you look to Scripture, it says there is one God, there is one mediator between man and God, and that man is Christ Jesus. That's found in 1 Timothy 2:5. Okay? When you look over to Acts 4:12, it tells us, neither is there salvation in any other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. His name is Jesus Christ. Okay? Then when you go to John 14:6, Jesus said of himself, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. When you go to 1 Corinthians 11:1, Paul said, he who is responsible for writing two-thirds of the New Testament said, follow me as I follow Christ. And then when you go over to the book of Philippians, you begin to see, too, that there is one name under heaven whereby men might be saved. And guess what? His name is Jesus Christ. Now, when I was in this Catholic church, I was for the life of me trying to figure out why he kept calling upon the Queen of Heaven. I'll highlight more of this on the other side. This is all man-made garbage, America. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Today, Attorney General Jeff Sessions is in Arkansas. Now he's meeting with local law enforcement attorneys and state agencies, and they're discussing ways to combat violent crimes.
Releasing hardened criminals into our communities before they serve their minimum term is not fair to the victims of crime. It's not fair to law enforcement.
As wildfires continue to burn in California, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says President Trump is monitoring the situation.
The White House and FEMA have been actively monitoring the wildfires to ensure that federal assistance is provided as quickly as possible. On Saturday, the president declared that an emergency exists for the California wildfires. As a result, FEMA has placed resources from 8 different federal departments and agencies to support the efforts of local firefighters and relief organizations.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay.
Hey!
So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach?
Hey!
Because Hotels.com lets me do me.
Hey!
And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Jump over onto our Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E on Facebook. Twitter is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 on Twitter, double E. Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean, YouTube, just posted a brand new video this morning. Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty, YouTube. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do. That number's 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others a measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We submit to the Creator, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, in Jesus Christ. Period. Talking about the Queen of Heaven, talking about a funeral that I went to this last weekend. We walked in, me, my wife, and my sons. And I walked up to the individual who just lost a family member. And I said to her, I said, are you listening to what they're praying? Because she calls herself an evangelical Christian, an Orthodox Bible-believing Christian. Okay? And she said, yes. I said, this dude's up here praying to the Queen of Heaven. And I'm not ignorant about all this stuff. It was the first time I ever went to a Catholic funeral, period. And she said, yeah. I said, is this not offensive to you? Do you know what the word says? Because this is offensive stuff. I mean, folks, if that was my family member up there, I would have went up there and put a stop on what he was doing right then and there, real quick. And by the way, friends, Catholics, evangelicals, Lutherans, Wesleyans, Baptists, Faithers, Presbyterians. You're all to follow the Christ. You're not to follow the commandments of men. Have you taken the time to read the Word of God? Hey, folks, you have denominations because of their interpretation. Man. Let me tell you this. Paul said he wasn't crucified for you. You're not to follow him, Paul said. You're to follow the Christ. You have denominations because man got in the way. So I want all you Catholics to understand, I'm not just picking on you. I'm making you aware of what Scripture says. It's Jesus Christ, not praying to Mother Mary and calling her the Queen of Heaven. Who is the Queen of Heaven? The phrase the Queen of Heaven appears in the Bible twice. And I want you to pay attention as to where it appears. Both times in the book of Jeremiah. Uh-oh. The first incident is in connection with the things the Israelites were doing that provoked the Lord God of heaven in Jesus' name to anger. Entire families were involved in idolatry. The children gathered wood and the men used it to build altars to worship false gods. The women were engaged in kneading dough and baking cakes of bread for the Queen of Heaven. Read Jeremiah 7, verse 18. This title referred to Ishtar, an Assyrian and a Babylonian goddess, also called Ashtoreth. And by various other groups, she was thought to be the wife of the false god Baal, also known as Molech. Excuse me. The motivation of women to worship Ashtoreth stemmed from her reputation as a fertility goddess, and as bearing children was greatly desired among women of that era, worship of this Queen of Heaven was rampant among pagan civilizations. Sadly, it became popular among the Israelites as well. That was then. Going to the second verse that is found, Jeremiah 44, 17 through 25. The second reference to the Queen of Heaven is found in, again, Jeremiah 44, 17 through 25, where Jeremiah is giving the people the word of the Lord which God has spoken to him, and he reminds the people that their disobedience and idolatry has caused the Lord to be very angry with them and to punish them with calamity. Jeremiah warns that the greater punishments await them if they do not repent. Read Matthew 3, 2. They reply that they have no intentions of giving up their worship of idols. Hello, America. Promising to continue pouring out drink offerings to the Queen of Heaven, Ashtoreth, and even going so far as to credit her with peace and prosperity they once enjoyed because of God's grace and mercy. Now, folks, I got to tell you, when I'm sitting there and I'm listening to what's going on, I looked over at the person that was related to the individual that just passed on. I said, is he in heaven or is he in hell? And I was indignant at this time, folks. And she said back to me, he's in heaven. I said, wait a second. So you left the church because you said of idolatry. You said that it's a cult concerning the Catholic Church. That's what she said. And this individual, this priest, as you call him, is praying to the Queen of Heaven, praying to Mother Mary, which the Bible says nothing of, and he's in heaven? I mean, how do you line that up with what I read during the second segment? Acts 4:12. 1 Timothy 2:5. 1 Corinthians 11:1. How do you line that up with John 14:6? It didn't say to bless his mother. You know, wasn't it interesting that the Jews, when they came to Jesus, blessed are the paps that thou hast sucked. And Jesus even said to them, no, blessed are those that hear the word of God and do it. And what was the first prerequisite? Take up your cross and follow me. He didn't say to follow anybody else. This is where people get in trouble. Hey, folks, there is no Queen of Heaven. There has never been a Queen of Heaven, scripturally. There is most certainly a King of Heaven, the Lord of Hosts, the God of Israel, because He alone rules in heaven. And by the way, He doesn't share His rule or His throne or His authority with anyone. The idea that Mary, the mother of Jesus, is the Queen of Heaven has no scriptural basis whatsoever. Zero, zilch, nada. Instead, the idea of Mary as the Queen of Heaven stems from proclamations of priests and popes, man-made, of the Roman Catholic Church. Now, while Mary was certainly a godly young woman, greatly blessed in that she was chosen to bear the Savior of the world, pretty cool stuff, yeah? She was not in any way divine, nor was she sinless, only that of the Christ. He was tempted in all points, yet without sin, the Bible tells us. Nor is Mary to be worshipped, revered, venerated, or prayed to. All of the followers of the Lord Jesus Christ refuse worship, human worship. Peter and the apostles refused to be worshipped. Acts 10:25-26. Acts 14:13-14. The holy angels refused to worship, The holy angels refused to be worshipped. Revelations 19:10-22:9. The response is always the same. Worship God. And the only way to God is Jesus Christ. To offer worship, reverence, or veneration to anyone but God is nothing short of idolatry. You can pray all day long. And by the way, if you're going to pray to Mary, what's the difference between other religions? I mean, Muhammad, he acknowledges Jesus Christ as a prophet. I mean, why don't you just pray to Muhammad? Why don't you pray to other mediators that are man-made? And look at those countries, friends. And take a look at those countries, friends. Because they have reaped the righteous recompense from heaven. The Lord said it's through His Son, Jesus. No other name. Through His Son, Jesus. Again, no other name under heaven. And certainly not His mother. I remember asking a Catholic one time, I said, I'm just curious, why do you pray to Mother Mary? Well, we figure that way He'll listen to us. Whoa. When you meet the Lord on His terms, you don't have to bypass the Christ. You go to the Christ. Hey, folks, if the law shows me that I'm sick, it's going to drive me. If someone tells me that I have a disease or an illness, it's going to drive me to the healer, the great physician. I'm not going to bypass the one that can heal me, the one that can save me. Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. Right? That's what John the Baptist called Jesus. And if you go to Matthew 1:21, the Bible said that He came into the world to deliver His people from their sins. You go to Jesus Christ, period. I just want to make it clear, and I want to be sound in what I'm saying here. Mary's own words in her her account in Luke 1:46-55 reveal that she never thought of herself as immaculate or deserving of veneration. On the contrary, she was relying on the grace of God for salvation. And my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. Only sinners need a Savior, and Mary recognized that need in herself. And furthermore, Jesus Himself issued a mild rebuke to a woman again who cried out to Him. Blessed is the mother who gave you birth, different translation, and nursed you in Luke 11:27. Replying to her, blessed rather are those that hear the word of God and obey it. And by doing so, He curtailed any tendency to elevate Mary as an object of worship. He could certainly have said, yes, blessed be the Queen of Heaven, but He did not. He was affirming the same truth that the Bible affirms. There is no Queen of Heaven. The only biblical references to the Queen of Heaven referred to the goddess of an idolatrous false religion that judgment was falling upon through the prophet Jeremiah. Just wanted to make it clear. And I want to say this too. I say this sincerely. I say this out of all sincerity because when I was there, friends, I've got to tell you, when I was looking around at the 100 or so people that were in the room during that particular time, the priest would say something. And as he would say something, I would look around and they were reciting verbatim the very things that he was saying. And he kept praying the same things over and over and over and over and over again. And I'm looking around thinking, are you guys paying attention to what's going on? They had it memorized. And doesn't the Bible tell us that we're not to use many words when we pray to our Father, which is in heaven? But yet this is what man has done, making void the Word of God. And making the Word of God of none effect through tradition. That means attached to old customs, which have been derived and contrived and created by men, which you have delivered, and so many things do you. That was a rebuke in Mark 7:13. Let's learn and move on. His name is Jesus. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Michael Bresciani. I'm the editor of the AmericanProfit.org. We originally begun to feature the articles and materials of Bradley Dean, and we're just glad to have him. He has a strong vision for the nation and is witness to young people in his national tours to high school and college campuses.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Okay, 1-866-582-9933. By the way, any of you good Catholics want to give me a call and contend or share, or any of them that have been delivered from cults, give us a call. Love to hear from you. 1-866-582-9933. Again, I'm doing this out of sincerity, out of love, not trying to backhand anybody, folks, but I got to tell you. I was indignant. I couldn't even believe that people were sitting there going along with this. And you know why they get away with it, friends? Because the people at large don't read their Bibles. They don't know. They don't take the time for themselves to know what the Word of God says. Because if they took time to read the Bible, they would see counterfeits at every given turn. They would know what's right and what's wrong. Let's get over to Hollywood's Fallen Stars. You know what's interesting is somehow, I know not how, but in Hollywood they put up these fallen, demoralized, and debased reprobates as some sort of standard bearers. I never have gotten it. I've never understood it. But it's just reversing the standard to fallen man rather than to the risen Christ. I mean, as if to suggest there's some sort of moral guidance to the people that go into Hollywood and look at these stars. Read Romans 1:24. So far, then, to honor the fallen in Hollywood with a star on the sidewalk, then they suggest that there is some sort of honor instead of shame obtained where their names are written upon one of them. Read Luke 16:15. In other words, they should be ashamed that their name's on one of those stars. Well, why do you say that, Bradley? Well, if you look at Luke 10:18, it says, "And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning falling, and he fell. It says, and fall from heaven. Folks, did you know that the star and the stars in Hollywood located on the sidewalks represent a fallen star? A five-pointed star like that of a pentagram, a satanic symbol, literally. Fallen stars in the Bible represent Satan and those angels who sided with him in rebellion against the God of Israel. Read Isaiah 14, 11 through 12. And Revelations 9, 1, it says it particularly to the exacting point in which I'm making right now. And by the way, Hollywood was originally the location where during the turn of the century, land was given away freely to congregations that were willing to erect their churches on the open land that was given to them. As well as up until 1968, it was the church's obligation to vet all movies before being released on the populace in the United States of America. They are derelict of duty. That's why we're talking about what we're talking about right now. I even noticed concerning the Hollywood stars, the blatant mockery of Scripture when it comes to the location of where these stars are placed. Opposite of Scripture. Again, what are you talking about, Bradley? Well, in the western United States. Now listen to what Scripture says in Matthew 2:9. When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child Jesus was. Friends, Hollywood is the place where the occult is magnified and honored. Where witches and warlocks are through desensitizing and normalizing, and where fallen angels congregate. The ideologies and manifestations of demons are given life and at length are brought into the mainstream media. And yet somehow Hollywood and its fallen stars have become, well, some standard for people to go to, namely to California, Hollywood namely, and to emulate these fallen stars. Read Revelations 21, verse 8. Now, I want to lead up to this because this is the one that particularly got my attention. Because I couldn't help but notice, and to only help prove my point, that one of the stars was given to that of Billy Graham. Well, some of you might say, well, big deal. No, folks, there's a lot of stuff online concerning Billy Graham, ecumenicalist. And to spend another hour on this, friends, I can't do. I don't have the time. Go online and do some due diligence on Billy Graham. I mean, when you think about Billy Graham, you think about the guy that literally set the standard evangelically in this world. And what was his standard? To accept that which God condemns. And when you think about Billy Graham being in the office, every president since Truman, by the way, Truman didn't like him. He didn't trust him. It was interesting. He had the opportunity to rebuke every single one of those presidents. At the end of his life, you can see him gathered around the likes of George W. Bush, Barack Hussein Obama, Bill Clinton, Jimmy Carter, and others. All buddied up. And it's also interesting to know that Billy Graham's favorite preacher was a man that they call Evil Poppy. CIA agents call him the most evil man in the world. And his name just happens to be George Bush, Herschel Walker. Daddy Bush. Matter of fact, I even have audio. I have video, it'd be audio for you, a video of Bush when he was on a documentary. And George Bush was sitting there next to Barbara. And they were asked about Billy Graham and how the response came out was, I'm sure it wasn't scripted and nor was it planned. And I'm sure that they wished that it never got out. But it's easily accessible. And George Herschel Walker Bush, Evil Poppy, as the CIA whistleblowers call him, the most evil man in the world, just happened to go skinny dipping with that of Billy Graham. Now, folks, this is weird stuff. But why would George Bush say something like that? And he wasn't kidding. He was dead serious. Another question would be, why would Billy Graham be hanging out with George Herschel Walker Bush in such a fashion? Furthermore, Billy Graham declared that George Herschel Walker Bush, Evil Poppy, as insiders call him, the evilest man alive, Why would he declare that he's his favorite? Birds of a feather, they flock together. You know, the Bible tells us evil corruption or evil company, it distorts good communications. And I want to tell you, there's four types of people in your life: those that add, take away, multiply, and divide. History is going to prove that many of these men that were praised by the world, namely presidents right now, are going to look to history and see the manifestation of the fruits of those that they praised, and they're going to find out that they've been deceived on a massive level. I believe Billy Graham is one of those guys. Again, do some Google work on Billy Graham, and you can see it all in his own books. You can see it all in his own companies. You can see it by people that he was honored by the way, clearly, as to who Billy Graham was. Now, going back to the star, and as I said, I couldn't help but notice Billy Graham was honored, as they say, with one of these stars. You know, I got a question. Billy Graham being honored by them that are responsible for crucifying the Christ. The Bible says that Jesus was crucified by sinners. Why would Billy Graham be honored by them that are responsible for crucifying Christ? Why would Billy Graham have a Hollywood star? Why would the world love Billy Graham in such a fashion? I mean, think about this. The pedophiles, the homosexuals, the child murderers, cult leaders, and advocates for every form of evil praising Billy Graham? Something wrong here, friends? Yep. And yet Jesus Christ was hated, as were his disciples. 11 of the 12 were martyred for preaching repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That's not what Billy preached. Billy preached God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life, which is not scriptural at all. God loves us through a demonstration, friends. Billy Graham's praised by the world, and yet Jesus and his disciples are crucified by the world. Read Psalm 109, 4 through 5, and John 7, 7. Listen to John 15, 18. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. Okay? But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world. Therefore, the world hates you. Speaking to his, guess what, friends? His disciples. And if you go to Luke 6:26, it says, woe unto you when all men speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets. Man, I'll tell you what, the evangelicals, you better not say anything about Billy. Go ahead and take a shot at Christ, but don't say it about Billy. I mean, telling, is it not? Hollywood and its fallen stars have nothing to offer but that which God condemns in so many different ways. I mean, look to the hell that they have helped create. Psalm 9:1. It's a spirit of Antichrist, by the way, found in 1 John 4:1 through 4, at work to deceive the people into the very way of deception and at length death and hell. Proverbs 14:12. Hey, folks, the Bible clearly tells us not to love the world. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Read 1 John 2:15 through 17. See ya!
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to theultimateknife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at theultimateknife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at theultimateknife.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.